Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, when you're in business, you're both the buyer and the seller. You want to close the deal, you want the contract, but you sign a lot of contracts. And think about what you want from a vendor. Think of what you want from someone who's going to give you service in some way. Think of what you want from a consultant. And if you think about those things, it's pretty much exactly what your buyer wants. They want the exact same things that you want. Or if you're having lunch with one of your business friends, ask them, when you're buying a product, what do you want from that product? Well, one of the things that I've seen and experienced over many, many years is, of course, everybody wants to sell, but many companies want to get you locked into a contract. You really have no idea whether these people that you're talking to, that you're negotiating with, that you're signing this long-term contract, are going to be of any benefit. And the question is, should you sign that long-term contract for your business? Now, sometimes we're forced to sign it. We really have no choice. That's all that's offered to us. But many times we have to say to people that we're doing business with, I would really like to do business with you, but what are you going to do to prove to me that you can absolutely deliver what you say? That you just didn't go to some great sales course, that you don't have a great sales pitch, but you don't deliver. Of course, we always want to check references. We always want to see that those references are legitimate. We want to Google their name, see what kind of reputation they have. But we also want them to commit something to us short term so that we can try their product or their service and see if it's really valuable. And again, I do understand that there are times that that's not possible because the cost of implementation from the seller's point of view just wouldn't be worthwhile. But most times people will say to you, okay, this is what I'll do for you. Or maybe you just want to place an order. I'll place one order with you to see what happens. I'll give you 30 days or 60 days to prove yourself. So when you're looking at contracts, don't be sold. Make sure you've got the right company that's going to do the right thing for you, that it's affordable, that you're willing to risk that money that you're spending on getting what you want, and that they make you some kind of starting offer that's going to really prove that they've got the goods. If they don't do that, well, probably somebody else will. They have to have faith in their product, and they have to have faith in that they're going to deliver exactly what they say. Because money is a precious resource. Once we spend it, we can't spend it someplace else. And what are we getting for our money? We have to be getting some return on investment. We have to be getting something that's going to help improve our business, eliminate some stress that we have, build our business. So that's the kind of people that we want to surround ourselves with. Those are the kind of businesses that we want to surround ourselves with, businesses that are absolutely going to put ourselves and put themselves in a position where we both win. This is Howard Lewinter, if you are going to sign a long-term contract, make sure your attorney reads it. Make sure he reads that fine print and tells you what's in there, okay? Again, this is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.